This is the Wake Up Rundown from News 10 ABC. Good morning, everyone. Today's February 23rd, 2020. I'm meteorologist Matt Mackey with your Storm Tracker forecast. Simply stunning weather continues on this Sunday. Incredible by late February standards. High temperatures will be in the upper 40s for most of the region. If you're south of Albany, you could be flirting with the 50s. Nothing but sunshine out there and less wind than we had yesterday. An incredible day if you're able to get outside and enjoy it. Overnight, we keep mostly clear skies around, temperatures down into the upper 20s. So chilly, but not quite cold. Monday afternoon, even warmer by a couple degrees, we'll be in the low 50s for most. The drawback to Monday is increasing cloud cover throughout the day, so while it's very comfortable, maybe not quite as nice looking as Sunday will be. Tuesday begins an active pattern. We're waking up to temperatures right around freezing, and that's as our next weather system moves on through. As a result, I think wintry mix to snow north and west of Albany, rain for everybody else, and then as temperatures warm throughout the day, everywhere will turn on over to rain, highs low to mid 40s. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a little bit of drizzle in the morning, temperatures in the mid 30s. Hilltowns and mountains could be talking about a little bit of slick spots in certain areas. Then, mid 40s in the afternoon, heavier rain at night. Thursday, on and off rain all day, waking up to the mid to upper 30s, highs low 40s. Friday, mostly cloudy conditions. We would be cold enough to support snow with temperatures in the 20s to right around 30 in the afternoon, but most of the moisture is moved out of the area. As a result, a couple leftover flurries and breezy conditions. That's a look at your forecast. Here's today's headlines.
And we're following some breaking news this morning. Troy police tell us they've arrested a woman after an overnight stabbing in the area of Cypress and Congress Streets. They say she stabbed a man in the back around 1:30 a.m., but that his injuries are not believed to be life-threatening. They believe the two did know each other and that this was an isolated incident. Continuing coverage, more than 20 different agencies rushed to stop a brush fire, and it spread to a home on County Route 67 in Freehold. Since the call initially came in as a brush fire, the Freehold Assistant Fire Chief says crews arriving on scene didn't have the proper equipment to put out a house fire, causing a delay as the fire continued to burn. The Green and Columbia County hazmat teams were called to the scene after two big fuel tanks ruptured.
Doing what we can to mitigate that runoff. There is a rather large pond behind us that we're trying to keep protected.
Now we're told no one was injured, but the home is a total loss. At least two people have been displaced. The cause of the fire is under investigation, but it's not considered to be suspicious. Now, police are now investigating after a driver went the wrong way on 787 southbound, causing a multi-vehicle crash that injured two people. This video sent in to us from a viewer shows a driver heading north in a southbound lane just moments before that crash happened. New York State Police tell us the vehicle struck a vehicle near exit 7E around 1 p.m. yesterday afternoon. Two people were injured and taken to Albany Med for treatment. Continuing coverage on the coronavirus, the Japanese Ministry of Health has revealed that at least 23 Diamond Princess passengers were not retested for coronavirus before they left the ship. The retesting was a condition of their release. Japan's health minister said the error was due to a, quote, operational mistake. One of the passengers who was not retested and was still allowed to disembark has tested positive for coronavirus since leaving the cruise ship on February 19th. This is the first known case of infection after the end of the passenger quarantine period. Well, five Chinese national passengers returned to Hong Kong on a chartered plane after weeks of being quarantined on the Diamond Princess cruise ship. A Hong Kong official says the flight was the third chartered government flight, following the first and second, which brought back a total of 188 passengers to Hong Kong. 20 additional people returned on their own. All passengers will be quarantined for 2 weeks at a housing estate in the New Territories. That's the northeastern district of Hong Kong. A new study says enjoying a big breakfast in the morning can actually help you burn more calories throughout the day. The new research published in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism found that the number of calories burned was much higher in healthy young men when they ate a bigger breakfast and a small dinner. Test results showed they burned more than twice as many calories than those who ate a small breakfast and a large dinner. Those who are looking to lose weight must also watch what they eat, not just when they eat it, of course.
Joe Aleca was all smiles today, posing for pictures with his fellow firefighters who came to visit him at Franciscan Heights in Rensselaer, enjoying this special moment as he was honored by state and local officials for his service, spending the last 5 decades as a volunteer firefighter for the West Sand Lake Fire Company. He joined back in 1970 after serving in the Army.
Service is based on tradition, and this is one we must keep going, acknowledging our life members, acknowledging our 50-year members.
Dedicating most of his life to being a volunteer firefighter, Aleca has had many roles within the department, including fire company trustee and treasurer. But fighting fires isn't the only way he's helped to save lives.
I volunteer in many different organizations and participated with the Red Cross. He's been what they call a sixter, recognized for giving blood 6 times a year, multiple years.
His family describes him as quiet and reserved, but this hero's actions speak volumes, always going above and beyond to put others' needs before his own.
Do you enjoy starting the day with a wake-up rundown? If so, do us a favor and take a second to rate the podcast and leave us a review in iTunes or the Apple Podcasts app. It helps other people find the show, and it makes sure that you're subscribed to get each morning's episode automatically downloaded into your feed. For more of the stories in today's podcast, head to news10.com or Wake Up with 10 on air every weekday morning starting at 4:30.